After months of low passenger rates and dismal financial reports, U.S. Airways has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It's the first bankruptcy filing by a major carrier since the September 11th terrorist attacks. Officials with U.S. Airways say the filing will enable the company to undergo a crucial restructuring plan. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Like the country's other major carriers, the foundation of U.S. Airways took a financial pounding from the terrorist attacks. Frightened passengers stayed away and the economy flattened, which severely curtailed the lucrative business travel. But U.S. Airways was hit especially hard when the hub of its operations at Washington's Reagan National Airport stayed closed for 3 weeks after the attacks. Last year, the company reported a $2 billion loss and was heading in the same direction this year, says U.S. Airways President David Siegel.
So after weighing the alternatives, we determined the best course of action was to pursue a reorganization through the courts, and we viewed that as the best way to quickly implement our new business plan to then emerge as a stronger, more vibrant competitor.
The decision to file for Chapter 11 comes soon after U.S. Airways was able to win conditional approval for a $900 million federal loan guarantee. The Arlington, Virginia-based carrier still has to get concessions from its labor unions, vendors, and some creditors before the loan is approved. But last week, the airline's pilots agreed to more than $450 million in wage and other concessions. Eric Schaefer, a bankruptcy lawyer at Reed Smith, says it's important that U.S. Airways accomplished what it did before declaring bankruptcy.
They've made great progress with the federal loan guarantee. That's something that I think would be a lot easier to accomplish outside of bankruptcy. I think that Washington would have a lot more questions if it were a company operating in Chapter 11 asking for the loan guarantees. Also, they've made great progress in negotiating with their unions, and that's something that sometimes can be done more effectively without having all of the other issues involved in a bankruptcy impinging upon them.
But Schaefer says an area where the carrier made little headway was with the companies who own the planes at U.S. Airways leases. As part of its restructuring, U.S. Airways exchanged scores of their big planes for smaller regional aircraft, which leaves the lease contracts in limbo. Daryl Jenkins, an aviation expert at George Washington University, says the announcement of the bankruptcy filing by U.S. Airways was timely.
U.S. Airways filed for bankruptcy right now because for the last 2 months they have not been making interest payments on most of their public and private debt, and they're at the point now where their creditors could at their own choosing force them into an involuntary bankruptcy. If the creditors were to do this, then they would gain the upper hand in the bankruptcy.
Instead, Jenkins says, U.S. Airways is in a good position to rebound and become a strong competitor, especially on the East Coast. The airline says it received more than $500 million by major creditors to keep operating while it reorganizes. Another $200 million in equity has been promised by a private investment fund once the carrier emerges from bankruptcy. U.S. Airways President Siegel says he expects that to happen in the first quarter of 2003. But bankruptcy specialist Schaefer says that's an optimistic view.
Bankruptcy is a complicated process, and there are always a lot of issues that arise that you can't fully anticipate. At the same time, I don't think any major Chapter 11 debtor goes in and announces, we're planning to stay here for 3 to 5 years until we've worked through all our issues. I think it makes sense in terms of giving the right message to customers, to vendors, to employees to say, we really want to do this quickly.
In the meantime, U.S. Airways says it expects to continue operating flights to some 200 destinations while it's restructuring, and passengers can still collect air miles. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.